Howdy, cowpoke. It's me, SpongeBob. Yeehaw! Why are you poking the cows? You poking them, poke, poke. I hope they don't mind. Anyway, here's an advert. I love badges and artwork and patches. I keep trying to stick them to myself, but they keep falling off. Did you know you can get handmade space junk badges from Etsy? And sew on patches that make you feel like one of the crew. Visit battlebird.productions/merch to find them, or click on the link attached to this message. Yeehaw, buddy. I think that's it. Ride on into the sunset. Bye.
Microbytes, a We Fix Space Junk miniseries, episode 3, Couture or Not Couture.
To all you Trappists out there, and welcome to my latest vlog. I know it's been a while, but things have been really busy here in Trap Central. So, some of the things that have happened this week. Well, I had dinner out this week in a Key D, the hottest new joint. Their pastai gig is absolutely to die for. But after that, Fabi took me ring shopping. And I know what you're all thinking, but we still haven't picked out a stone. I'm stuck between Opalize, Diamondine, and Quantajet at the moment. The intra-black nature of Quantajet does appeal to my darker side. But the sparkles on the Opalize Diamondine are really something spectacular. Oh, and then we did a little charity work for Daddy's charity, No Child Left Unprotected. It supplies strong helmets and new tools to all those cute little kids working in our mines. Safety first.
Oh, Samantha, light of my life. We need to get going.
I just need 10 more minutes. Right, up next we have a new product. It's from Trap Court Beauty, of course. All Trap Court Beauty products are made from the byproducts of mining, so you know they're environmentally friendly.
Recycling!
It's a new moisturising and exfoliating slurry, a 2-in-1. Now, I know what you're thinking. A moisturiser and an exfoliator in one package? How could that be? Well, the new Beauty Grit Cream is perfect for anyone looking to moisturise and exfoliate rough or sensitive skin. I personally have found it a little bit itchy, but my skin is super, super sensitive, so it probably won't affect anyone else.
Disclaimer!
Don't forget to patch test any new products before you use them. Okay, and now it's time for my favourite part of the show. I'm constantly get asked how I'm always so ahead of the curve and how you can be too. It's time for couture or not couture.
Couture or not couture.
Satin sacking. Couture. Artisanal flip-flops. Oh, not couture. Maxi socks. Ooh, couture. Collarless shirts. Not couture. Sleeveless shirts. Not couture. Chestless shirts. Couture. Faceless watches. Not couture. Dungarees, not couture. Dungarees, haute couture. Antique spandex, so couture. Cupless bras, they're couture. Transparent sunglasses, not couture. Turtlenecks, not couture. Turtles' necks, couture. Glamour clavers, not couture. Waist paper shins, couture. Fishnet shoes, not couture. Fish skin gloves, not couture. Reconstituted yak fur boots. Oh, so couture. Ugh, moth leather chaps. Not couture. Fashion tash. So couture. Lady beards. I think they're pretty damn couture.
10 out of 10 coutures.
Oh, anyway, I have a date with Fabi now, so I should go. Mwah, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
We're going to be late.
I'm coming! Anyway, thank you so much for watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe. I've been Samantha Trapp, you've been the Trappist, and until next time, stay couture.
In the third episode of Microbytes, a We Fix Space Junk miniseries, Samantha was played by Rebecca Evans, Fabio was played by Chris Montague, and our language consultant was Nerys Howell. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Headley Knights for Battlebird Productions. We want to thank our patrons for making this mini-season possible with their support. This episode is dedicated to Catty. Visit battlebird.productions to support the show or buy merch from our store. In next week's Microbyte, we catch up with Flora and Daphne, star-crossed lovers torn apart, then reunited by giant killer robots. How are they doing since the uprising? Find out next week.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This season on Civilized. Or not. It's improvised, so you don't know.
Barty, please, no!
It has to be done for the good of the children.
Captain, is it Beatrix or Beatrice? I'm so confused.
I'll tell you who it is. It's your mother.
I have summited the mountain, and I declare this land for my own.
Barty, get down from the roof!
Every time.
I can't believe we made it into space, Beatrice!
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, Al. Wait, which version are you?
Which version are you?
So you're saying we've been on Earth the whole time?
Yeah, man, it's like just a simulation.
Actually, we've been dead the whole time.
Actually, this is Lost.
Actually, I'm lost.
We only have 5 seconds to defuse this bomb.
When you started saying that, or at the end of saying that?
Sound of explosion.
So join us on Civilized Season 5 for this stuff that might happen, but probably a lot of it won't. Regardless, we're back with your favorite characters doing zany things in space, and we couldn't be more pumped. We'll see you soon, listeners.
Civilized Season 5 begins May 31st, 2023. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts or visit civilizedpod.com.
That got weird.
Because usually they're pretty normal.
Yeah.